This is J.D. Doyle welcoming you back to part two of my special interview with Sonia, with this part picking up with her more solo career and probably my favorite song of hers.
I don't know if I'm drunk, I don't know if it's last night's pass, but it feels like I'm falling in love. I don't know if I'm drunk, I don't know if it's last night's pass, but it feels can't help the feeling that's growing inside of me. Every single beat of my heart feel like a boom, boom, boom. I could be falling, flying, falling, flying, crawling, crying, falling in love. You could tell me it's day, but I don't want the night to end. Watch the sun up on that guilty smelling skin. Amor es un fuego, por una vez lo seguiré. Dígame, ir. I don't know if I'm drunk, I don't know if it's last night's past, but it feels like I'm falling in love. Love is a fire, for once I can follow it higher. Let myself go, go, go. Go, go, go. Every little thing that she does, every little glance that I see, I can't help but feeling that's feeling inside of me. Every single beat of my heart feel like a boom, boom, boom. I could be
solo album was Almost Chocolate, and I think my favorite of all your songs is on it. It's Fallen.
Ah, cool. I love that song too. I was just very in the moment of it. I was sitting in a hotel in Long Beach, California, and it was at the very beginning of my romantic relationship, which is the person of whom has become my wife legally, California, a year and a half ago. And it was just that beginning was just that total rush. Like, oh my God, is this happening? Is it just me? Was it last night? Did I drink too much? What is going on here? Is there a possibility of this really being, and I was just, it was like that boom, 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 that feeling that your heart really does do that was completely accurate.
It's a very infectious song.
Cool.
Sonia has recorded the song Fallen more than once. As I already mentioned, the original was on her 1998 album, Almost Chocolate, and there's a version in Spanish on her multi-language album, Tango, from 2007. That album contains a number of songs sung in four different languages, Spanish, Hebrew, Arabic, and English, with her kind of becoming our own United Nations representative. The next album was Me Too, and I love the title track.
Oh, thank you. That song was really the story of what happened to Terry, who is my my manager, but also my wife and my partner, and you know, we're doing this journey together. It was really the story of her dad, and what happened when he came home from Vietnam when she was 6 years old. That whole thing was, when she said it to me, it was exactly like that. It was like exactly through the eyes of a 6 year old, what that looked like. I mean, my experience, my personal experience of the Vietnam War was quite different than that. I didn't have any family members, close family members who were soldiers in the war. You know, mostly what I saw were demonstrations on television, and you know, that song, Me Too, really goes through the relationship of Terry and her dad. A lot of people can relate to it, and a lot of people who are vets have come up to me after the song and said, thank you, it's the first song ever that I've heard that really honors my work as a vet, you know, gay or straight, nothing really to do with that, just that, like, this is the world we were trying to create, you know, we were trying to make it a better place, and that's how we thought was the best way to do it.
Uniform. He came home on a stretcher in 1966. Welcome by fellow Americans, throwing tomatoes and sticks. He said, darling, don't you worry, there are two sides to everything, and I did what I believed in, and I want you to do the same. Stood up for my country, yeah, that's a solid bet, and I'll stand up for freedom every chance I get. Cause America shines in front of me, oh, thinking she could change the world if she only worked hard enough. So she became a lawyer, hoped to marry a good-looking man, and she fell in love with the girl next door, so that wasn't part of the plan. But America shines in front of me. Hide for every train you catch, you miss one. So much of life just races by. It was time to tell Daddy this one. She sat down in the corner, she could still see the door. She said, Daddy, I gotta tell you something I've never said before. He said, shh. Everybody has a war. See, it's not about oil, and it's not about guns, and it's not about rainbows, it's about daughters and sons. If you believe in tomorrow, and I have taught you well. 'Cause if you don't believe in yourself, then life's a living hell. And you'll always shine in front of me. All the world could see it wanted to. I'll raise this flag for you. Me too.
This is Sonia of Disappear Fear, and you're listening to Queer Music Heritage. Cool.
Okay.
Cool. I love what you're doing. I think it's so needed and it's so necessary and it's so empowering. And you know, you asked me what song makes me the proudest. It's just like, it's really, you know, I did the song Me Too one time live on the radio, and I talk about this sometimes on stage, but I did it at a country commercial radio station in Texas to promote the Kerrville Folk Festival, and I was asked to come in to do three songs, and they asked me to do these three songs. So I came in and I figured, well, the last night I just decided, you know what, I really want to do Me Too, then I'll get to my other kind of country songs, and I'll sort of sing it with more of a twang, you know. So I did it, and I was wearing a hat, and when I finished the song, the one of the DJs leaned over the counter and says to me, great hat, thanks for coming by. And I was like, ah, man. So I basically got thrown out. I missed the end of the interview, and I was really, really bumming. And then I was just trying to console myself, saying, well, maybe somebody heard it somewhere that really liked it, and blah, 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 and what a bad choice I made, and everything like that. And so, anyway, so comes Kerrville next year, and again, I'm asked to perform at this on this country commercial station, and I was really surprised, because it was the same morning show, and it was one of the same DJs. And when I went in there, and he put out his hand to me, and as soon as I came into the studio area, he goes, Sonia, fell in love with the girl next door. I nearly fell off my chair last year when you sang that. I was like, whoa. So he just like cut right to the chase, you know, and it was really good. So you kind of just don't know what's gonna be. But that is what makes me proud. What makes me proud is that every stage that I get on, because most of the places I play, you know, are not gay. It's not about that. I'm there because they like my song, you know. Yes, I'm doing some Pride festivals this summer, and that's great, but for me, it's about the humanity, it's about love, and it's important that I do what I do, particularly in the areas where it's not comfortable, because it's not comfortable. That's what it's about, you know. Yeah.
That sounds like I asked you the question, why do you do what you do?
Yeah, because that's where life really shows up.
I want to talk about a couple songs that are not on your albums. One is a duet with Mark Weigel on Other Houses.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we recorded that, I believe it was in Northern California, not too far from where Mark lived, and Mark had asked me to come in and do it, and it's a pretty song. I remember kind of like an eerie kind of song. So Mark and I, you know, became friends, and he asked me to come in and sing on that, and I remember enjoying it and thinking it was an important song.
The color girl, you're so glad it's not your world. Where does that leave me? The unwed daughters of mother. say about a son
or a daughter
who's gay?
That was Other Houses from Mark Weigel's CD from 2000 called All That Matters. And from the same year, there was a various artist compilation called Forever Dusty. And you did a song that was a hit in the UK for Dusty Springfield called I Just Don't Know What to Do With Myself.
Yeah, I'm a big Burt Bacharach fan too. Me and Elvis Costello and I guess at least half the world, maybe. And so I love the Dionne Warwick version of the song. That's really what we were sort of trying to go for when we were doing it. And it was great. We Rebecca Radish was running a label at the time, and all the artists on the CD had donated their time and their song to this compilation CD, which was going. I don't think it was going to Dusty directly. I think it might have just been going to the American Cancer Foundation, but we were all really committed to that. And the sad thing for me was the very night we finished the recording of it and the mixing was the night that Dusty passed away.
Myself, don't know just what to do with myself. I'm so used to doing everything with you, planning everything for two, and now that we're through, I just don't know what to do. I just don't know do with my time. I'm so lonesome for you, it's a crime. Going to a movie only makes me sad. Parties make me feel so bad when I'm not with you. I just don't know what to do. Like a summer rose.
Just what to do with my
Let's get on to the album, No Bomb Is Smart. And, of course, I want to hear about the title track.
Yes. No Bomb Is Smart. That idea really, really meant a lot to me. That, you know, in regular thinking, in normal thinking, in who we basically are as human beings, that why would we think any bomb could possibly be smart? It's just ridiculous. It's absurd. And yet, we call them smart bombs. And I guess my idea and my impetus behind it is to let's get our head around thinking that bombs are really dumb on every level. and there's no such thing as a smart bomb. So that's the essence of it. I'd just like to get things going and technology really moving in a direction of peace and community as opposed to one of destruction and violence.
How's that song been received?
Really, really well, actually. I was just invited to do an environmental festival over the weekend because of that song. And now I've been told, too, that that song is going to be on a compilation CD for the environment that's going to have an international release. I think people are getting it more, too. Just people relate to songs in different ways. Some people hear beats, some people hear harmonies, some people are, you know, really into lyrics. And I think that song really can grab people on different levels.
And it's two more cracks across the backs, cause this land was my land. And it's my time to sing now. I'm singing real loud, cause I'm not gonna watch this silently in pain. And I'm not gonna let this earth go down the drain. Once you bought up all the public transit tracks, so there was no way for us to get back home. Had to buy a car to get to town. Made sure that the bus station's all run down. But it's my time to sing now. And I'm singing real loud, cause I'm not gonna watch this silently in pain. And I'm not gonna let this earth go down the drain. They miscounted the votes. Your brother said no pretzel shorts, so you won't choke. How could a coup like this happen in America? Easily, that's what the brother said, I already told ya. It's not about good guys, not about bad guy. Or brain to brain, don't ask me why. But if I am me and you are we, and we're all breathing in democracy, then it's hypocrisy to keep pushing us apart. No bomb is smart. No bomb is smart. When I climb on the back of a 10-ton truck through Yucca Mountain, safe and quiet as a nuclear bomb in Chernobyl Fountain. Happy 50th birthday, Rip. CNN, how can you glorify this drama? Have you noticed that America's on fire? Fueled by the high-octane Bush Bang Bang Empire. It's not about good guy, and it's not about bad guy. Or brains of brain, don't ask me why. Democracy, and it's hypocrisy to keep pushing us apart. No bomb is smart. No bomb is smart.
guess I never would have expected you to do a dance remix CD of that.
Well, I was working with this really talented producer from D.C., Blake Althorn, and he said, you know, let's just get together and do something crazy. So what he did was he got the tracks from the engineer, Bill Cuomo, in Nashville, and they were just basically sent up to him, you know, through the internet. And then he just really rearranged them the way he wanted to. And then Blake had in turn gotten them to another DJ to do a separate mix on it, kind of her mix as well.
How did that go over with your fans?
They loved it. They loved it. We didn't do like a, you know, a big across the country tour of the dance mix kind of CD, but we did get it out. It was played some in clubs, in dance clubs in the U.S., and they loved it.
Good guy, and it's not about bad guy. Or brains, or brain, don't ask me why.
Ask me why, ask me why.
But if I and me and you are weak, and we're all breathing in democracy, and it's hypocrisy to keep pushing us apart.
No money.
Is there a song that seems to be the most popular with your audiences?
Just one song?
Yep.
A song that seems that people, a lot of people really seem to love is the song Won't Let Go from No Bomb Is Smart. A lot of people love that song, and it's been chosen for various functions and to be on various CDs, you know, outside of me doing it. It's a song that's been translated into Dutch, and we actually did it on a contemporary hits, like one of the main pop stations in the Netherlands in Amsterdam last time. A lot of people really, really love that song.
The very first time I was learning to ride without training wheels or you by my side, down a steep hill I took a ride. There was a car coming at me and one from behind. And you said, don't let go, just hold on. Keep your eye on the road and your heart in the song. Whatever happened is already gone. Don't let go, don't let go. Then when I was 10, gave me a guitar that said, Dad, I'm gonna be a big star. You said, son, you better practice real hard. But to me, you already are. And don't let go, just hold on. Keep your eye on the road and your heart in the song. Whatever happened is already gone. Doctor, get you checked out, see what that headache was really about. When he returned, I feared the news would be bad. Now I'm saying these words to you, Dad. Don't let go, just hold on. Keep your eye on the road and your heart in the song. Whatever happened is already gone. All my fear disappear, and I know exactly why we are here. It's for this moment to recognize you will always be by my side. And I won't let go, I'm holding on. Got my eyes on the road and my heart.
From the 2004 album, No Bomb Is Smart, was the song Won't Let Go, and another song I like from that album was called Obviously. It also appears on the CD DF05 Live.
Well, that song, the song Obviously really is really just sort of a sad, difficult time for me, and when one person heard the song, they said, well, then you should, like, you know, did you break up? Did you get out of the relationship? And I'm like, no. You know, it was like, it's, you know, the songs come from a deep longing and a deep commitment to seeing it through, you know.
Can keep those cardboard boxes so your TV's safe for your next move, and those 10,000 t-shirts, most of which were never used. You can keep your heart locked up tight in a constant state of blues, but you can't keep me. Keep those dishes dirty, maybe they'll learn to wash themselves. About the time the laundry figures out how to fold and find the shelves. You can keep online for hours and never come to bed. You can keep on trying to run away from the demons in your head, but you can't keep me.
How many Phil Oakes songs have you recorded?
I believe I've only recorded two. Is There Anybody Here? And no more songs. But I do plan on recording more of his songs.
I understand he's a mentor to you.
Yes, he definitely is. Definitely.
What makes him a mentor to you?
He wrote because he had a truth to discover and to share. And it didn't matter, I don't think, in the process of it, whether he sold a, you know, 5 million CDs or none. It's just like it was important for him to express that art regardless of the outcome. It was, the art was complete in the creation of it. And I just really love that. It just touched me on a level that made me say, Sonia, find out what your truth is and express that in your words and in your music. And it was just like, it's okay to say what you need to say.
To place him for my listeners, he was probably most active in the mid-60s, and you should infer from that during the Vietnam War.
Yes.
So he was writing I Ain't a Marchin' Anymore and There But for Fortune and songs like that.
Yeah, and Joan Baez recorded one or two of his songs, and that, of course, helped get the word out about him.
Disappear Fair included that song on their self-titled 1994 album, and I'm playing for you the version from the CD DF05 Live. This is a terrific song, written by Phil Oakes. Is There Anybody Here?
Is there anybody here who'd like to change his clothes into a uniform? Is there anybody here who thinks they're only serving on a raging storm? Put a medal on the man. Is there anybody here who'd like to wrap a flag around an early grave? Is there anybody here who thinks they're standing taller? Takes away the blame. Is there anybody here who wouldn't mind a murder by another name? Is there anybody here whose pride is on the line with the honor of the brave and the courage of the blind? His hand, wanna call his name, put a medal
I know you're passionate about a variety of causes, and you seem to find a way to get your music to reflect that.
Yeah, you know, I just write into the moment of what I'm thinking and feeling. I think probably that's why, in some circles, I'm a political songwriter for the song By My Silence, which I actually didn't write. It was written by Ellen Buxtel and Nick Annis from Florida. And that's a good example of, you know, if you don't speak out. And it's a very political notion. And then the Washington Work song and other songs like No Bomb Is Smart, talking about the environment and the history and our neglect and our greed and how that's doing us in. Those themes come up in songs, but I don't really approach it like a cause. I really approach it as a human being looking at something and saying, what's going on here? What are we doing? What am I doing? What can I do?
In 2008, Sonya released a CD called Splash, and an important song from it is By My Silence.
It's become a favorite song. It really moves through borders. It's still applicable anywhere you are. I think, you know, we're confronted by situations all the time where should I say something or should I not, you know, and it reminds us to disappear fear, to live and love out loud.
One, two. I'm not a communist, so when it came for the communists, I held my tongue. Like a good neighbor, I minded my own business and trusted justice was done. I didn't ask what was their crime, it was their sadness, it was not mine. I didn't care where they were sent, by my silence I gave my consent. By my silence I gave my consent. Not Jewish, so when they came for the Jews, I had nothing to say. Branded with stars, herded like cattle into boxcars, and then taken away. I didn't ask what was their crime, it was their sadness, it was not mine. I didn't care where they were sent, but my silence I gave my consent. By my silence, I gave my consent. I didn't care when it came for the unionists, came for the socialists, took the powerless. I'm not a terrorist, I'm not an immigrant, I'm native born, faithfully ignorant. I didn't care what was their crime, till their sorrow turned into mine. Till their sorrow turned into mine. I was okay, 'cause I am a citizen and I am free. I didn't care, now there's nobody left to speak out for me. At the time, I believed it never happened to me. Didn't know just what it meant. By your silence you give your consent. By your silence you give your consent. By your silence you give your consent. By my silence I gave my consent.
Yeah.
I've seen you perform with Laura Cerulli, so I know how talented she is, but can you talk about her for a moment?
Oh, Laura. Laura's wonderful. She has a degree in voice, I believe, from Towson University, and she also studied percussion there. So she's quite proficient in what she does. And she's just been, you know, wonderful to work with. Now she's got her own project. It's called Mama's Black Sheep, and they just released their first CD. Yeah, and it's nice. It's a duo that she's doing.
Is that a duo with another lesbian artist?
Yes, yeah. Ashlyn Miller is the duo, and also her partner.
You know, I've seen her back you up, but I'd forgotten how good a singer she is. And then I heard her again on your latest album do second vocals, and whoa.
Yeah, I love it. Like, that's not the kind of singing she's doing on her CD, but I've heard her do some covers in her concerts, and I was like, whoa, man, that's fantastic.
Now, Sonia mentioned that Laura Cerulli and Ashlyn Miller have their own CD under the name Mama's Black Sheep. I love that album, and for that reason, it happened that I had also interviewed them recently. I could not resist asking Laura about working with Sonia.
What have you learned from touring with Sonia all these years?
Wow. That's a big question. Everything, you know. Touring with Sonia is great. It's kind of exhausting. I mean, touring in general is exhausting, but touring with Sonia in particular, because her schedule is so busy and there's always so much press in addition to the performance end of things, we're just constantly running. She certainly has broken me in and gotten me used to life on the road, and, you know, it's been a great journey with her.
Over the years, Sonia has guested on several CDs by other artists, such as the band Common Bond and folk artist Stephen Gelman. And in 2000, Sonia lent her talents in a slightly different direction. She produced, played guitar, and sang backups on a CD called Charmed by Baltimore artist Sarah Pinsker. The CD even came out on the Disappear Fear label. From that album is the song Sweet and Strange.
Coming down the side of the mountain, pavement turns gravel, turns dirt beneath the wheels. No way to turn back, no reason to turn back. Time on our side is a slow, patient guide. Life is sweet and strange. 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 Take on the mountain, beer cans and roads say we didn't get there first. No need to worry, whatever comes to pass. No reason to worry, just step on the gas. Life is sweet and strange. 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 Taken's even half as good. If life gives me lemons, I can juggle them fine. They fit to my hand and they bounce when they land. Life is sweet and strange. 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 Just how blue the sky is here. And there ain't no postcard that can show you just how big the sky is here. Wish you were near, but that's okay. Life is sweet and strange. 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 Life is sweet and strange.
Again, that was Sarah Pinsker from the album produced by Sonya called Charmed. And Sarah Pinsker's album hasn't been the only one produced by Sonya. In 2008, Sonya met a young violinist named Sam Weiser when they were both invited to perform at a concert. And by young, I mean that Sam's a 17-year-old prodigy. At the concert, Sam ended up backing her up on a song, and I'm told it was magic. They hit it off, and since Sam liked a lot of the different kinds of music Sonya performs, his parents later asked her to produce his first CD, which she did. It's called Sam I Am. He does three of her songs on the album, on which she does guest vocals, so that's a chance for her fans to hear very different arrangements of them. And it's also a chance to hear them do a song that appears on none of her albums, a cover of the Eddie Vedder song Rise from the movie Into the Wild. Sam Weiser and Sonya and the song Rise.
Such is the way of the world, you never can know just where to put all your faith and how will it grow. Gonna rise up, burning back holes in dark memories. Gonna rise up, turning mistakes into gold. Such is the passage of time, too fast old, and suddenly swallowed by signs, lo and behold. Gonna rise up, find my direction magnetically. Gonna rise up, throw down my ace in the hole. Of time too fast to fold, suddenly swallowed by signs, lo and behold. Gonna rise up, find my direction magnetically. Gonna rise up, throw down my ace in the hole.
And this is J.D. Doyle, getting ready to close part two of my interview with Sonya. I have to share a comment I often make about her. I tell folks all the time that Sonya is one of those people who you meet and within 30 seconds you want to hug them. I sure wish I had that effect on others. Anyway, picking the closing song was difficult because there's so many from all the Sonya and or Disappear Fear albums that I love. But I went with another excellent song from the CD, Me Too. It has kind of a country feel, but how many country songs refer to a Harvey Fierstein quote from the 1998 Gay Games? The song is Grass for the Lamb.
Oh, Grass for the Lamb from Me Too. That was a fun kind of song. I love that style and that sort of beat. It's sort of like a slow-down punk beat, kind of like a, what do they call it, punkabilly. Some people are... I was just sort of getting out. It's clearly a song about angst that I was having over those issues that, you know, apathy is a scary thing. And definitely, I think someone said that's the opposite of love and is not hate, it's apathy. And that's really what the song was.
That's what I think.